If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, when you work and play along the lower coast, well, you got to deal with the weather when she gives you problems with those high winds and high tides, and they got plenty of that in Grand Isle this week. Let's check in with Darrell Carpenter and find out what the aftermath has left us. Darrell, what's going on in Grand Isle? How bad did it get? Was there any permanent damage? And what does it look like for the weekend?
No permanent damage that I'm aware of, Don. It's just nasty. I mean, this one had a lot of mud in it, so a lot of pressure washing, a lot of cleaning up. It was pretty bad. I mean, the highway, you know, they were just shy of closing the highway. The side streets, of course, all flooded. We had probably 8-10 inches of water under our place, which is very unusual. It normally takes a tropical storm to do that. As far as what has left us, I don't know, because we hadn't been on the water. I can tell you the boats I talked to yesterday said they ran everywhere and never found clean water. We did get a good satellite shot yesterday, and that satellite showed a pocket of clean water over to the east of Fort Bayou and around that Port Sulphur area, and that's where I'm headed, but I hadn't found the clean water yet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's nice and calm out here this morning. Of course, we got that full moon, so you got a lot of tide action going on, but so far I hadn't found anything that I'd really want to fish in. You know, I know we had one boat out yesterday. They elected to go for redfish and hide from what wind we had left. They caught, we had a good hatch of redfish because they caught 40, 50 redfish. Of course, with the new regulations, they had to pick away. I think they brought 6 or 8 back. But there again, you know, the report was you almost had to have market bait because the water was stained and dirty everywhere you went. So, I mean, we don't know. I wish I had a good report to give you, Don. I wish I had something to tell you. But like I said, we've been off the water all week with the storm and, of course, cleaning up the last couple of days. So it's going to be an adventure. We got to go find some clean water.
Well, this is just a temporary bump in the road because you guys have really enjoyed an outstanding speckled trout season so far.
I think I've had, since we started back full steam in April, I think I've had 4, maybe 5 trips that wasn't a boat limit. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful year.
Yeah, and redfish, too?
Yeah, they're starting to show up. Yeah, all the reports I got, you know, from my Lafitte crowd is that, you know, they're moving south, and it's starting to show up in big numbers.
What's the live bait situation down there? Now we're getting into the, I believe they still got the rodeo going on down there this weekend, huh? Is it Creole Classic?
Yeah, they've got multiples. I'm fishing the Pipeline Association Rodeo. It looks like this storm ran our shrimp off. We have shrimp, plenty of them. The little baby tiny whites have shown up. The brown shrimp look like they pretty much left around the Grand Isle area. Catching plenty of them. Just remember, when you go to the bait stand and your bait's about the size of grass shrimp, don't cuss the bait guy. He can only catch what's out there.
That's right. He can only get what Mother Nature provides. Darrell, for people like yourself and maybe for other fishermen, some advice. If you find yourself in a situation like you get, you're frantically looking for some clean water to find some speckled trout and you just can't locate it, are there still any wrecks or close-in rigs that a small boater with the kind of light winds it looks like you got today could make it to go maybe pick up some mangroves or some other rig fish?
There's a few, Don, but there's not many. I mean, they've really wrecked that gulf as far as cleaning out our structure. You get over toward the Fouchon area, there's plenty of them right off the beach. I'm passing one of the passes now, and it looks calm. But what I saw, or probably later this evening before it calms down, before I'd want to be out there, you know, in a small boat. But yeah, other than that, that Fouchon area has got the most structure left. You get anywhere around Grand Isle, the Sandy Point area, most of those rigs are gone. They're decimating our structures out there.
Got it. Well, Darrell, good luck to you and your guys today. Hope you find the clean water and the fish, and let me know if you do. Even before we get off the air, maybe give us some locations where we can maybe help some people out.
Well, you got to remember, too, Don, that there's fish in this dirty water. They're just harder to catch. The clean water makes it easy, so at some point we're going to stop and give it a try.
All right. In the meantime, somebody wants to get a hold of you, Darrell, and set up a trip with you, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, they can find me on your site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got realscreamers.com, or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don.
There he goes, off into the wild, wet yonder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.